Now, as you may know, a new film version of the Stephen King book It is due to be released this week, and no doubt this will capitalise on the scary clown trope that's already so well developed in popular culture. What is it with clowns? Henry McKean went to find out and started by speaking with counselling psychologist Leslie Shoemaker, who suffers from coulrophobia.
People are scared of clowns because what we say and what we do don't match up. That's a problem. It sends off a red warning flag in our body, in our mind. And so when you've got somebody who's got the smiley makeup on, but when you see their face really isn't smiley, it's kind of, it makes us a little bit on edge, a little bit nervous. And then, especially for kids, you know, because they're really reliant on these nonverbal cues, you know, looking at the face.
Happy faces, smiley faces, but then a clown can look a bit strange and,
well,
like a monster.
You know what? We've got two types of clowns. We've got It. Oh my God, that book scared the living daylights out of me. And then we have the happy clown, you know, we've got the clowns that we see on TV, circuses, that type of stuff. The fear of clowns, which is now recognized in the world of psychology, it's now documented, it's officially noted as a proper phobia for the very first time ever. They reckon it goes back to early childhood, you know, because with kids, they get overwhelmed quite easily. You know, they like safety, security, predictability. And you got a clown pulling a balloon out of their arm and they're jumping around the place and they're loud and they're busy. And for small kids, this is quite overwhelming. And as a result, they start to develop a fear of even the happy clowns. Greenville, South Carolina, where they had the creepy clown. It was unnerving, just showing up places. And people kept phoning the cops about this, going, there's a clown. Very insidious. And it started happening all over the world. You know, we've got It. We've had films made on scary clowns.
There's not like any town I've ever been in before. People die or disappear 6 times the national average. And that's just grown-ups. Kids are worse.
We all float down here.
I saw something. There was this
clown. Yeah, I saw him too.
Look, it's all connected by the sewers. That's where It lives.
Hi, my name is Edward Fawcett, a.k.a. Otto the Clown from Fawcett Circus.
You're probably the most famous clown in the country.
I'd like to think so, yeah. Yeah, I suppose so. You could say that. At the end of the day, it's just about the kids and putting on a show and making people laugh, I think.
So people are walking past right now and they're laughing, they're smiling. And some of them are a little bit, perhaps a tiny bit scared. Do people get scared of you ever?
Yeah, some kids get scared, sometimes adults get scared, but everybody gets scared from time to time. And when you're approached with something that looks like me, sometimes it can be a little bit scary.
For people at home, you've got crazy hair, a bit like Jedward, but bigger again.
Elvis Presley quiff, but like really, really big.
How long did that take to do?
Takes me about half an hour.
At the moment, the film It is coming out about a scary clown, and also there's, in the States, sometimes people dress up as clowns to scare people. Do you think, you know, there is such a thing as a happy clown and a scary clown?
I think there's just happy clowns and then scary people, really.
So,
that's what it is.
You could be scary and not be dressed up as a clown.
Well, yeah, true. But the most of these scary clowns, they're all just people that have got something wrong with them and they're putting on a face then to go out and just scare people. So, but that's not what clowns are all about.
What are they about?
We're all about just having fun and making people laugh and having a crack, really.
So, for example, Fawcett's tours the country. It's going to be in Neenah this weekend. And the kids there, they'll be very excited to see you, but maybe one or two might be scared.
Yeah, sometimes kids, they come in, they get scared. But, you know, when you come into the circus, it's a lot. There's lights, there's music happening, there's a lot going on. Then all of a sudden, out of the corner comes the clown. Sometimes it can be a little bit scary. But usually, by the time we get like halfway through the show, they all warm up to me. Then they see I'm just a nice guy, so...
Okay, so I'm going to get dressed up now as a clown.
Yeah.
Any tips?
Just stay happy and positive.
So, Edward, we're actually putting on the makeup now. I'm getting into the clown outfit, and it's stripy, and there's kind of a yellowy tartan as well.
Yeah, you're starting to look hilarious. Yes.
Am I?
Yeah, you are, yeah. You just need the personality to come out a little bit more now. We've got to run around the town, cause some mayhem.
So now it's the white makeup.
Yeah, so this is the foundation of all clown makeup. It's the white. And we're just going to slap it on here now.
Hi, I'm Mandy Berry and I'm working in Fun Place.
So we're here in Fun Place at the moment and we've got loads and loads of different outfits. and lots of clowns, for example. There's one here that I'm picking up that's pretty scary. Are people coming in and buying clown outfits?
All year round is popular. Last Halloween we did because of all the scares of the clowns.
The scary clowns.
Yeah, because of the scary clowns from last year.
We're a clown.
Well, the old-fashioned clown was humorous, but there is a dark twist on them now, and there's I can understand the malevolent ones that they now use in films.
So you don't like those creepy clowns?
No, I don't like the creepy clowns. There's still one going to jump out, isn't there?
I think there's one going to jump out. Are you okay?
Yeah. They're not funny at all.
So you don't really like clowns?
No.
You don't find them funny?
No. Sure, especially what's everything's going on now. They're chasing you and they're scary masks and everything, really. It's just not... You see it all over Facebook and stuff, so it's not really great for kids, is it?
I don't like clowns.
How come?
I know they always frightened me as a child.
So even growing up, they frightened you?
Even growing up. Happy the Clown made me very scared.
And was it their big nose?
It was the makeup, the face. They seemed very, just seemed very frightening. Their hair, the makeup, they never seemed happy to me.
So you don't like them?
No.
Are you scared of them?
Yes.
Even in adulthood?
Even in adulthood, yes. I went to stay at someone's house and they had clowns all over their bed. I had to move the clowns off the bed.
They had clowns in the bed?
They had clowns in the bed.
Oh, my goodness.
Stuffed clowns, yeah.
Oh, they were stuffed?
Yes.
Boo, if you'll come with me, you'll float too. You'll float too. You'll float too. You'll float too.
I also don't like clowns. I think they're terrifying. With that said, the trailer for the movie is great in that it really plays on that, and it's very very creepy, and I know that all my friends are kind of talking about it and they're excited to see it, even though it will freak us out.
In the States, people have been putting red balloons on drains, like the original book or TV movie. It's scary.
Yeah, I live in Los Angeles, and they actually, I think it's on Hollywood Boulevard, they have this whole It house, and it's like a pop-up house for 2 months, and it's a scary house that you can go through. I think the tickets are free, but it sold out immediately. All of my friends were trying to get tickets and there aren't any left.
The makeup, and you cannot see you what
so
you have.
The makeup. And is it the big shoes? Is it the big hands?
Nails as well.
The nails?
Yeah. I don't know. You're scaring me.
I'm scaring you?
Yeah.
So what sort of clown name should I go for?
I think Henry's pretty good. I think your actual name is a pretty good clown name. I think it fits.
So Henry the Clown?
Henry the Clown sounds very... It sounds nice. It doesn't sound very intimidating.
It's not scary.
No.
And do I look very ridiculous now dressed up as a clown with full clown makeup?
We're getting there. We're getting there.
We're actually stopping traffic at the moment. Cars are slowing down.
I love your hair. It's crazy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. How long did it take you to do that?
Half an hour.
That's all?
Yeah.
It's really cool.
And you ladies could be in there in the bathroom all night long.
Wow.
Still not ready.
No.
They seem to be scary.
So this child is scared?
Probably, yeah.
He's about 4 or 5?
No. 4.
And we are quite scary, aren't we?
Yes.
And we're dressed up as clowns. What do you think of our outfit?
They're very bright.
So what do you think of clowns?
They're a little creepy.
A little creepy?
Yeah.
A little.
And what do you think?
I'm kind of on the same page.
So we're both dressed up. This is a real clown.
So
here.
You think I'm creepy?
Well, I didn't say you directly. I don't know.
You're a little bit freaked out. You're frowning. You're looking scared.
Yeah. I think it's just so many bad movies with clowns.
Were you not expecting to be approached on this street by two clowns? No, not today.
Added some spice to my day.
No.
Definitely not.
God, you want to run away, don't you?
Maybe a little.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
People are scared. We've just tried to stop people there and they run away.
Yeah, because that's what happens when a clown comes out of a corner and goes, oh, hello, please talk to me. Because you're walking down the street, you don't think you're going to see a clown in the middle of the day. Some people are frightened of clowns, yeah, because it's intimidating when somebody comes up to you in the street and you look just completely weird. They can come and see us in Nina for the rest of this week, and then we're in Limerick next week with the shows all week as well. FawcettCircus.com.
I don't really know if it's funny.
You're not sure if it's funny? A bit scary?
It's something sad about it, that you have to do it.